Hello folks, it's John Fallis, and today I'm going to try to teach you all how to use Surge XT's built-in vocoder. Maybe somebody out there might has been wondering how to use this. I know I have, and I stumbled on it by accident, and I figured it out by mistake, but it worked out. In particular, each DAW may be different. In this case, I'm using Reaper, and I'm on, as of this recording, I'm on Windows 10. Some of you might have Windows 11, or whatever Windows version you're using. Okay, so let's get down to it.
Speech mode beeps. Speech mode talk.
Okay, so I'm using OBS to record this.
Videos, unsaved project.
Okay.
To the one, sir.
I've got two tracks here in Reaper. And the reason why is because one is going to be a disposable track. Because most vocoders, you have to have two or three tracks. At least with Reaper, you have to have maybe three tracks. One with the voice, one with the vocoder, or the set of a synthesizer or whatever with the chords in it. And the other track might be for the vocoder plugin. Others require two tracks or three tracks or whatever. Surge XT actually doesn't require that. It's actually very, very, pretty simple. But the reason why I have two tracks here.
To the modulator, one item. One Surge XT, vocoder, one item.
So I've named them and I've given the items names and whatnot. I'm just using.
To the modulator.
The modulator. I call it the modulator. That's just a disposable track with the voice on it. So. What I'll do to start with is I will mute
one cert muted
the one with the chords on it first. So here is the voice.
Play. This is a test.
Stop. Play.
This is a test of Surge XT's built-in vocoder with strange chords for sure. Oh yeah.
Stop.
Okay.
To the module muted.
Now that sounds pretty boring and. I'm not the best with coming up with lines to say, honestly.
One unmuted.
All right, so I've muted.
Two muted the modulator.
The modulator. I did this by pressing F5, and I'm using up and down arrows to go through my tracks in the main window.
One Surge XT vocoder.
Okay, so here's the chords. These might be a bit loud, so I'm sorry about that.
Stop.
Here, I'll play. I'll turn it down just a little bit. So I'm using alt down arrow, holding that down.
-4.
I'm going to turn that down just a little bit here, but I'll turn it back up.
-8. Stop.
In particular, I'm using, for the chords, I'm using a patch called Trans Lead 2 from the category Argitoth. It's a third-party category. One of those that comes with Surge XT. All right, so I'm going to turn this track back up to zero here.
-5.3.
Let me turn it back up.
-2.0.
Okay.
So,
what we have to do with Surge XT, because it's very simple, all you gotta do.
Two muted the modulator, one item. One Surge XT.
If.
Two unmuted.
As I said, it would be a bit loud, but if I played both of these right now. You kind of get the hear the voice a little bit, but you hear the chords overpowering it. And that's not what you want.
To the modulator.
So what I'm going to do is just mute this track.
To mute it.
Because I'm not going to really need it.
One, two, mute.
What I'm really wanting to do is go through and select the item that's in this track. In this case, I named the item.
One, my voice clip.
My voice clip. So I'm just going to, for good reference, I could cut this out. But I'm just going to make a copy of it.
One, I.
Right now, this track is muted. I'm just going to ignore it altogether.
One Surge XT, vocoder, one item. One chords.
And I got one item in there, and I called it chords. That's the MIDI data with all the notes and MIDI information. And that's on the same track as the Surge XT itself.
Once.
So what I want to do is go up to the first track.
One Surge XT.
Surge XT. And I press Control Home to make sure I'm at the beginning. And what I'm going to do here is I'm just going to press Control V to paste this other item.
One item added.
All right. So now I've got two items.
One Surge XT. Vocoder, two items.
Vocoder, two items.
Two.
And for good measure, I'm just going to kill this, delete this modulator track because I don't need it.
One track removed. One Surge XT, vocoder, two items.
So I've got two items in this Surge XT vocoder track, is what I call it. I've got
two chords.
So the I've got chords as the one of the items.
One my voice clip.
Yeah, they're both the same thing. It doesn't matter where, how the items are listed. It kind of does matter depending on the position of where the voice clip might be, but you can use any voice clip. But in this case, they're both at the beginning.
One search.
Now, if I play this the way it is right now,
stop.
I just get the chords only. The voice clip is there, but it's not going to do anything.
One search XT.
So I'm highlighted on the Surge XT track itself. Now I'm going to press F to go through to the FX dialogue.
FX, track one Surge XT, vocoder. List one list, VST3i, Surge XT, Surge Synth Team.
So that's the, so if I tab.
Edit multi-line.
I mean, I'm in the edit multi-line. Basically, I'm in the effects dialog for the track, and it shows the list of effects if I shift tab.
List one list.
In this case, the Surge XT is the only one listed. So I'm going to press F6.
Surge XT, patch selector trans lead 2 by Arjitath browse.
Yeah, in this case, I'm using the Translead 2, like I said, by Arjitath. It's a third party. So I'm going to tab until I get into the actual dialogue.
Open Search DB button.
Not that.
Add to Favorites button.
Not that.
Search Synth Controls Grouping. MPE Check.
Okay, so now I'm in one of the main dialogues. I'm going to hit Alt period to go through the dialogue categories until I find the effects.
Global controls, oscillator controls, mixer controls, group, filter controls, envelope controls, LFO controls, FX controls grouping, FX preset grouping.
FX in this case. So now I'm gonna press shift tab until I go to there, because there are four categories with four slots in each for effects. There's a scene A category, a scene B category, a send effects category, and a global effects category. In this case,
B, FX slot, A insert FX1, EQ radio button check, F, A insert FX1, EQ radio button checked.
Okay, so I don't want to mess with these.
A insert FX2, off radio button not checked.
In this case, it might be a little different for you, but I want the scene A effects slot number 2. Which is what the one I'm on now.
From which a civilian dude is live. Elden Ring DLC.
Uh-huh. And that's what happens when you're like me and you forget to mute your phone during a little recording. Anyway.
A insert FX2. Off radio button not checked.
Insert FX2. Off radio button not checked. So I'm highlighted on that. And I'm going to press Shift F10.
Search XT window.
So now I'm in the list of all these effects here that I can go through. I'm going to arrow down until I see the word vocoder.
Fill, EQ, excite, graphic, resonate, distortion, bond cycle, chow color, distort, neuron, tape, wave shaper, mangling.
Lots of effects in Surge XT.
Combulate, frequent, nimbus, ring mod, tremont, vocoder collapsed.
Vocoder, that's the one I want. It's collapsed. So I'm going to hit the right arrow.
Surge XT window, in it.
In it, or N-I... It's short forms for the word initial. Usually with most of these effects, there's a lot of options in there once you go in and expand them. But in the case of the vocoder, there's only one, initial. That's really all you need. It's the only one we've got, so I'm going to press enter on it.
Loaded FX preset in it.
And loaded FX preset in it. Now, if I do a shift tab...
FX slots grouping A insert FX2 select.
If I tab, I'm going to tab.
A insert FX1, EQ radio button not checked. A insert FX2, vocoder radio button checked.
And there it is, vocoder. And I can if I were to hit Shift F10, I could see what's in the vocoder. I can go and actually deactivate it and reactivate it. And that's true with all the effect slots. And so now that the vocoder is active, so now I've inserted the vocoder into the effects slot 2, in this case, scene A. Now when I play back my track with the Surge, both the Surge XT chords, the MIDI data, and also the item that contains the my voice clip in it, this is what happens.
This is a test of Surge XT's built-in vocoder with strange chords for sure. Oh yeah.
Stop.
And there you go. Now it's vocoded it, and it sounds like a strange thing, doesn't it? So I can tab.
A B insert B.
Get past all these.
Global FX type button vocoder in A insert FX 2.
All right. If I tab again.
FX A 2 gain input slider 0.00 dB adjust.
The gain adjusts the overall volume of the vocoding.
Stop. Minus 1.0.
And you can even like adjust it.
Play. Minus 7.71 dB. Stop. FXA2 gate. Input slider minus 96.00 dB adjust.
And then you have a gate.
FXA2 ENV follow. Filter bank slider 0.00 adjust.
I don't mess with these a lot.
FXA2Q. Filter bank slider 0.0. FXA2 bands. Carrier slider 20 bands adjust.
This one goes from 4 bands in increments of 4, 4, 8, 12, 16, all the way to 20 bands.
FXA2 minutes frequency. Carrier slider 180.00 Hz adjust. FXA2 max frequency.
And then the minimum maximum for however you want to adjust how the bands are working, whatnot.
FXA2 in.
I think somebody can probably give more of this technical information better than I could.
FXA2 range, modulator slider 0. FXA2 input, modulator slider monosum adjust.
And I don't mess with that. There's nothing else in there.
FXA2 range, modulator slider 0.00 adjust.
So in my opinion, the gain is what you might be interested in, but also there's a combo box here.
FXA2 range, modulator slider 0.00 adjust.
Modulator slider.
FXA2 range.
New notification. FXA2 range.
FXA2 center. Modulator slider 0. FXA2 center. FXA2 range.
FXA2 range.
FXA2 center.
FXA2 center. Okay, so you've got the range.
FXA2 range. Modulator slider 0.00
adjust. If I mess with that here, so I'll let this play and I'll adjust it.
Play 1. One. Stop. Minus 100.
I can bring it all the way down.
Play. Stop.
Sounds really messed up. But then I can
play. Stop. FXA2 center. Modulator slider 0.
I can mess with the center. Let's mess with the center here. I'm going to bring it up here.
Play 40, 50, 100.00. Stop. Play. Minus 100.00. Stop.
So I can make it sound like a really deep voice.
I really, really like somebody's sucking a bunch of helium or whatever.
So, and you can kind of use these two, the range combo box.
FXA2 range.
The range.
FXA2 center.
And the center. And the gain. So the ones you're probably more interested in is the gain, the range, and the center. If you use those three, in my opinion, you'll get great results with this vocoder.
Unsaved one search.
I hope I was able to do this. I said quickly, but I'm not sure if it came out quick. But I hope that this gives you a bit of insight in how the vocoder in Surge XT works, at least within Reaper. Like I said, all you need, because the way Reaper works is each track has to at least have, has to have one item in it. In this case, such as the Surge XT, with most things, you would probably need
two or three or more tracks to get the vocoder to work. But in Surge XT, you just need to have to go in and turn on the vocoder, and then you need to paste the item with the containing the voice clip or whatever recorded speech or whatever, or sound effect or whatever, and you need to put it on the same track as the Surge XT itself. And then we go in there and then turn on the vocoder, and it's 12 o'clock. Turn on the vocoder, and then it should work. I hope this has been helpful. Sorry for all the excess notifications. That's what happens when you're like me and you're sloppy and you forget to turn off your phone and whatever. This is not a very professional video. So, nevertheless, I hope this gives somebody a bit of insight and enlightens you on how Surge XT's built-in vocoder works, at least within Reaper.
Start for stop record.
Hope you enjoy.